Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I know who you miss, though.
Who's that?
TC in Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
That's who you really miss. Who wants to join the conversation? TC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up with my bros? Bonte, what's up, bro? It's been a minute. I had to tap in with the homie.
TC, I miss you, man. I miss you. You still got that Trey Lance jersey?
Hey, man, you know I got it. Bro.
I know
hey,
you
I
do.
I just wore it last Sunday.
Hey, TC, I'll never forget meeting you at training camp. We were so happy. We were so hyped.
Bonte, wasn't we, bro? Hey, listen, man. Hey, oh, man. But listen, 5'4", listen.
I'm listening.
That was a gruesome injury. Oh, Joe, I know since you're here. Okay. Well, let's bring it full circle then, right? So, brutal injury, right? But hey, do we want to go down Shanahan's line? Is that what y'all want to hear?
Hey, I want to hear from you, TC. Whatever you got, give me whatever you got.
All right, we're gonna shoot it straight, bro. We not all right. Hey, I'm gonna throw a twist. We ain't even gonna blame the game. That loss, that ain't on Shanahan. But you know what's on Shanahan? That he hasn't done his whole tenure here. And do we trust him if we want to start trading people away for picks? Do we trust him? The offensive line. That's what I put on him, bro. Holding Mac Jones and Brock Purdy up straight, bro. He's been playing with this offensive line. That's what I'm going to put on him. We've been talking about that for years. So when I called the other day, Joe know what I was talking about. Say if we do, Bonte, you guys answer this. Do we trust Kyle Shanahan? Say if we got 5 first-round picks today. Do we trust him to draft an offensive lineman? He going to draft 3 receivers, and the other 2 picks is going to be on the defensive line, bro. Let's be honest, man. So do we trust this guy with this offensive line moving forward, bro? I know we banged up his Fred Warner, but do we trust the guy, bro? That was my whole thing, man, with this guy.
Trust him to what? To draft?
Yes, to draft.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Have to move forward, bro.
Well,
the two most. Look, go, Joe.
No, I was gonna say
talking
like
over y'all.
No. It, like
They've made some incredible draft picks. They've made some awful draft picks. Yeah. Philosophically, I disagree with the way they've invested in the team via the draft, but I also can't argue the results. When you win as much as they've won, and they've won a lot of high-level games, like, their results speak for themselves. My counter to them would be, yeah, but you've gotten your quarterback hurt, you know, whether by accident, by freak nature, or by design, you have failed to protect your quarterback for a good chunk of your tenure here in San Francisco. It has done you in. So, is that football? Is that draft philosophy?
Well, I think the offensive line play has never been worse. I've been saying this for over a decade. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And you see the style of play in college football. Everybody's out there in three wide, four wide receiver sets. Linemen are in two-point stands instead of having your head in dirt in three-point stands. Then you come to the league, and you got teams that line up under center. Sometimes they'll split it up, go shotgun, they'll line up under center. But the philosophy is so much different. The run game is so much different in the pros as opposed to college football. How many teams in college are running a zone read scheme? You know what I'm saying?
Not many.
You're playing basically in a spread formation, running a gun run that we run on NCAA all the time.
Who are the three best offensive lines in the league?
Three best right offensive now? Lines?
Just pick a couple.
Well, Eagles are usually regarded as that.
They've invested in that offensive line year after year after year. Landon Dickerson is injured right now, but they drafted Kelsey's replacement while he was on the roster.
No doubt.
I think the Broncos are one of them.
Broncos are interesting.
Yeah. They have Mike McGlinchey, too, which is crazy.
They gave him $50 million in free agency, which I don't agree with.
And then I think the Chiefs, they spent
Indy and Detroit.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But the Chiefs have also spent a lot to fix their offensive line.
And you see
line.
What Chicago did? They spent over $72 million to fix their offensive line. And they ran the ball very well yesterday.
But the other two are right.
So Penei Sewell, top five pick. Okay, the kid Nelson, Quentin Nelson, top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to be said. Now, you're going to miss. No one's saying that you can't miss. But there is something to be said for, like, hey, we are going to build the tip of the spear and get the offensive line right. Now, for the Chargers, great example. They got Rashawn Slater. They drafted Joe Alt. Both are hurt right now.
But now, whose fault is that? But you also look at the 49ers, right? How many top five picks have they had to go get offensive linemen? Top 10 picks to get offensive linemen.
Well, they had a 10 pick this year.
You know, you think about they got Mykal Williams because they needed an edge guy, right?
I know.
Did they not?
But they went D-line, which I get why. But they went D-line 1, 2, the second, third round pick, and then again later on.
Well, they went C.J. West fourth round, Nick Martin third round, Alfred Collins second round, Mykal Williams first round. And I think we're all pleased so far with Mykal Williams and Alfred Collins. They're playing good football. Those picks right now are solid. Right? We know what Alfred Collins is. He's going to plug the gaps. He's going to try to stop the run. And he came up with one of the biggest plays the Niners have had in recent memory. Mykal Williams has been solid. Not great, but he's been solid. You look at last year. Okay, they go wide receiver first round. I think we think Ricky Pearsall is a good player.
Yeah.
When he's on the football field, he's productive, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Second round pick, Renardo Green. Not a bad quarter. It's not bad.
I don't know what to make yet.
He's not bad. Yeah. Dominic Pudi had a hell of a rookie year.
Yes, he did.
Comes up with the PCL injury training camp. He hasn't been the same. That was a third round pick. You look at 2023, they didn't have a first or second round pick.
Yeah, but they've had Trent Williams, who we've kind of like been doing this dance every couple years. Like, is he going to retire? Is he going to stay? Like, you needed to draft a tackle to replace him.
Yeah, but you didn't have high draft capital, right?
This was about a second, third, or fourth round pick.
So they did that with Pudi. They drafted Pudi in the third round. They drafted Pudi to guard. They drafted Jared Kingston. He's not good.
They've invested in the offensive line.
Well, you look at their top picks, right? The second round pick. I'm just looking at the draft right now.
The data tells you. 2022. No.
2022, they didn't have a first round pick. They drafted Drake Jackson. Their first pick was 61 overall in 2022. They drafted Drake Jackson.
And it was a terrible pick.
It was terrible. He had flashes, and then his body gave out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're going to miss.
Yeah, but it's inarguable. Since the day they started, they did advanced analytics on this. They are the second least amount of draft capital on the offensive line as anyone
agents.
In the league.
They signed free agents, and they've had some of the better offenses in all of football, right? Have they not?
No,
they've got a three NFC championship games and two Super Bowls.
Bonte,
have they not?
They have.
What has done them in when it's all said and done, though?
Bad execution. Bad execution.
I think the quarterback
fumbling,
getting hurt.
Fumbling.
Yeah,
bad throws. Quarterback didn't get hurt against the Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas.
Well, but you had a botched play by the offensive line.
You had a botched play, but you also had a botched play with the punt return.
You really
had to blow the side
in the offensive line.
No, not as much, but you got to think about where they've been picked. So 2021, right? We all thought they needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
They drafted Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Second round pick, they drafted Aaron Banks. He moves on to Green Bay, but he was a damn good guard, right? Jaylon Moore got $15 million a year from Kansas City. Yeah. They drafted him in the fifth round.
Yeah, but he never played for
fifth
you.
Round.
He never played for
he
you.
Did, now he's in Kansas City starting. Yeah. So maybe it's on the coaching. Maybe it's on the coaching staff not developing this talent. Maybe you got to put the onus on
them. Straight face and say back drafting a backup blocking tight end in
he
the
started
round.
Sunday night against the Detroit Lattu? Lions. No, Jaylon Moore.
No, it's about Cameron Latu. Like
you're gonna miss on picks.
No, but why you, like, are you taking teams, blocking linemen, blocking tight ends and kickers before you take linemen?
Something better, Cameron Latu. They missed on the pick. They missed on the pick. We can focus all the time on the missed picks, but teams usually only hit on 40% of their picks. It's not like we're going to hit 100% every single year.
Taking enough linemen.
Maybe not. Maybe not. It's doing them in this season, but looking at the pass draft history,
too.
But looking at the pass draft, well, they had injuries galore last year. McCaffrey was never even suited up. He played two games. Two games.
You and I won't see eye to eye on this. I think that they need to adjust their draft philosophy regarding offensive line.
I think they need to adjust to it, but to sit here and say that they have top 10 picks to draft offensive linemen, they haven't had that.
No, what I'm saying is you've wasted how many second, third, and fourth round picks on guys who literally couldn't finish the year out for you and got cut?
Things happen. Things happen to draft picks. They're not the only team that's missing on picks, Shasky.
No, but
they're not the only team missing on wide receivers or linemen or defensive linemen or corners. Green Bay's drafted wide receivers. How many wide receivers has Green Bay drafted in the last 10 years?
A lot.
And they still are trying to find a wide receiver.
Sure.
It is a crapshoot in the NFL draft.
In this past first round.
You're arguing a different thing. I'm arguing they are not putting enough infrastructure in the draft into their offensive line, which I think is inarguable.
They've also gone the free agency route, right? With Weston Richburg. They tried to sign Weston Richburg.
That
and gave him a lot of money.
Years ago.
But they went to a Super Bowl with Weston Richburg. He got hurt.
He wasn't
on
the
team. He got hurt.
In this first round in the 2025 draft, there was three offensive tackles taken above the Niners. There was Kelvin Banks Jr., there was Armon Membu, and then obviously Will Campbell, the top guy that went to the New England Patriots, who are now in first in their division. And then after that in the first round, because obviously the Niners took Mykal Williams, you had a couple late in the 20s. You had offensive guard Jonathan Jackson to the Minnesota Vikings. You had Josh Connerly.
The kid to Kansas City.
And then you got Josh Simmons, at the very end to Kansas City.
And he was coming off ACL injury.
Yes.
And so, he would have been a top 5 or 10 pick if he didn't get hurt.
Imagine if the Niners take Simmons, right? Because Simmons was a good player.
Oh, he's coming off the ACL.
Niner fans would have lost their minds if they drafted a guy coming off a torn ACL.
Oh, because there would have been flashbacks of Trent Baalke.
We would have lost our minds if they drafted Simmons. Come on, Shasky.
Well, hold on. If he fell to the second, though, it would have been different.
He didn't fall to the second.
Bosa didn't play. He got hit, drafted off an ACL.
But everybody thought he was a can't miss.
He had
the core muscle injury.
Some people wanted Quinnen Williams, too. There was a conversation about Quinnen Williams. Yes. I hear you on that, though.
Look, I'm going to go down with it. They need to be able to invest into the offensive line. I don't think that's a crazy hot take.
No, I'm not disputing that. What we're talking about is looking at the pass where they traded for the left tackle. So you got your left tackle. You try to pay for centers, Alex Mack, Weston Richburg, or whatnot. All right, Brindle, I'm not a big fan of Brindle, but you have scored a lot of points with Brindle at center. Let's not be mistaken. You drafted Aaron Banks in the second round.
Okay.
You went to a Super Bowl with Banks. You decided not to pay him. I think we all agree that paying him probably wasn't the best business for the 49ers, considering where their books were at. Right? Am I not?
No, but
McGlinchey in the first round, thinking he's going to be their right tackle for 10 years.
They traded Trent Brown before he even played a down for Shanahan.
They didn't want him in the system.
Guy 10th overall.
They didn't want Trent Brown.
The guy who went right after him, Colton Miller, has been a better player than him.
But they drafted Mike McGlinchey. My point is, they used the first round pick on Mike McGlinchey, thinking he was going to be the tackle for the next 10 years. And they didn't believe in Trent Brown to run their system. That's on them. I like Trent Brown, but they didn't like Trent Brown. That's on them. So you drafted a right tackle you thought was going to be your right tackle for 10 years. You trade for Trent Williams, who's your left tackle to this day.
You drafted
Banks in the second round. You've tried to invest free agency capital on the center position. A right guard, all right, you flip the third round pick. You try to get Pudi. You try to get guys in here.
Fine.
So, moving forward, absolutely you need to invest in drafting offensive linemen. But at the time of these picks and where they were picking, the only conversation – that's debatable to me is the Kinlaw pick where Tristan Wirfs are sitting right there.
Yeah.
So that to me is the one where it's like, yeah, you probably should have gone worse. But other than that, no, I have no problem with the backup tight end who's a blocker. I have no problem with them with the way they've gone about their business with the offensive line because they've been one of the most potent offenses in all of football under Shanahan when they're right.
Have you been underwhelmed, both of you, by Mikal Williams thus far? I'm just asking.
I'm not underwhelmed. No, he's been who I thought he was going to be, which a lot of seeing him in training camp. He's going to be good against the run, and he's going to be raw against in terms of rushing the passer.
Okay.
I think the jury's still out on him. Okay. I like the player, but like—
Why, are you underwhelmed?
Yes. I haven't really seen much flashing from him.
Well, there's not much
him.
On that D-line.
Well, correct. No, that's what I'm saying, but you invested a first-round
like
pick.
Like, when Bosa hit the scene, like, they had Dee Ford that they traded for. They had DeForest Buckner coming off of playing every snap the year prior, and Eric Armstead finally was in the right position. So he went. He joined a team where he didn't have to be the best player on the line.
Well, Bonte, you made the point, like, this is like the opportunity for guys to separate themselves going forward. I would like to see more from Mikal this year. And I know it's
what
tough.
Are you not seeing from Mikal?
He's an edge rusher. I want him to get to the quarterback.
He is, yeah, they have him playing, and he's not.
But that's the problem. But that's the problem. I feel like he was kind of sold to be that guy from Georgia with that defense.
He wasn't sold to be that guy.
Well, Daniel Jeremiah and all these guys were telling me he was.
Well, that's Daniel Jeremiah. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan sat there from day one about this guy. He's going to play inside on early on late downs. On early downs, he's going to play outside to contain a run game.
So he drafted another defensive tackle, basically, is what you're telling me.
Interchangeable tackles, what they did.
Okay.
Kinda.
That's not. Yeah. That.
But
makes,
they also
that,
thought
that
Bosa
doesn't make
was going
to
be healthy.
Feel good as I see Nick Bosa go down. I need someone else to step up. Is what I'm saying.
They gave him $100 million. I mean, you expect him to play.
It's tough, and I expect a first round to show like flashes of being a first round pick. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And I just haven't felt that. I don't think that's a hot take.
Well, this is where I want to see them suit up Nick Martin. Like, I just want to see the guy play. You told him 75th overall.
Mikal Williams. They all said it. He's not an edge rusher right away.
Okay, right away.
On third downs, he's going to play.
I know he's getting baptized by fire here because you don't have Nick Bosa, which sucks. Like, I hear that. You thought you were going to have Nick Bosa, learn from him.
I thought he had a solid game against Tampa Bay.
He played well. Early, yeah.
I thought he played well.
For sure.
It's not his fault they had coverage bust back there.
People are fired up, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.